Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant diplomatic move, Myanmar's President Min Aung Hlaing, the head of the country's military junta, has begun his first foreign visit as president, and it's to India, a major democracy that has drawn criticism from human rights groups for hosting him. This visit, which started on 30 May and will conclude on 3 June 2026, is crucial for several reasons. First, India and Myanmar share one of the most geopolitically sensitive bilateral relationships in India's neighborhood. The junta and India's dilemma stem from the fact that Myanmar has been under military rule since 1 February 2021 coup by senior general Min Aung Hlaing, who overthrew the elected NLD government of Aung San Suu Kyi. The State Administration Council, or SAC, has since gunned the country, and the post-coup civil war has involved the People's Defense Force, or PDF, loyal to the National Unity Government, or NUG, and various ethnic armed organizations, or EAOs, including the Arakan Army, Kachin Independence Army, Karen National Liberation Army, and Chen National Front. What makes this significant is that India's official position throughout has been to support a Myanmar-led, Myanmar-owned democratic transition while engaging with whoever holds effective authority on the ground. But why does this matter? It matters because India faces several challenges in its relationship with Myanmar, and there are five key reasons why India is engaging with the junta. First, border security is a major concern, as India faces militant sanctuaries in Myanmar's Sagaing region and Chin state, used historically by groups including the NSCN, ULFA Independent, PLA, and KCP. Indian military operations, such as cross-border strikes in 2015 and 2019, required Myanmar-Tatmadaw cooperation. Second, Chinese influence is a significant factor, as China runs the China-Myanmar Economic Corridor, or CMEC, under its Belt and Road Initiative, or BRI, including the Kyokfu deep-sea port and oil and gas pipelines from Kyokfu to Kunming, Yunnan. Strategic infrastructure dependence on China has deepened post-coup. Third, connectivity projects are a key area of cooperation, with two flagship India-Myanmar projects stuck or in slow rollout, the Kaladan Multimodal Transit Transport Project, connecting Kolkata to Sitwe and then via Kaladan River to Mizoram, disrupted by the Arakan Army's seizure of Sitwe port area, and the India-Myanmar-Thailand Trilateral Highway, with sections through Sagaing and Chin states remaining insecure. Fourth, refugee flows are a major concern, as 40,000-plus Myanmar refugees, including many from the Chin community, have crossed into India, primarily into Mizoram and Manipur. Fifth, India's Act East policy makes Myanmar a critical neighbor, as it is the only ASEAN member with a land border with India, serving as a geographic gateway to ASEAN connectivity, BIMSTEC integration, and the Bay of Bengal subregion. Now, let us turn to the diplomatic cost of the visit. Western criticism has been swift, with the US State Department, EU, and human rights groups flagging the visit as legitimization of a junta accused of war crimes in Sagaing, Chin, and Karenni. The April 2026 Myanmar election, conducted while large parts of the country remained outside government control and major opposition, including the NLD, was barred, is widely seen as non-credible. India's framing of the visit, however, emphasizes that engagement reflects realism and continuity, as Myanmar is a critical neighbor, and disengagement only cedes ground to China. India's position is that dialogue with whoever is in power is necessary to advance border security, connectivity, and refugee management. The International Criminal Court, or ICC, has ongoing investigations into crimes against humanity in Myanmar, particularly regarding the Rohingya, but India is not a party to the Rome Statute, so there is no legal obstacle to hosting Min Aung Hlaing, although the optics are sensitive. ASEAN's five-point consensus, adopted in April 2021, includes immediate cessation of violence, constructive dialogue among all parties, mediation by ASEAN's special envoy, humanitarian assistance via ASEAN, and a special envoy's visit to Myanmar to meet all parties. However, the consensus has been largely unimplemented by the junta, and ASEAN has barred Myanmar's political representation at summits since 2021, making India's hosting a diplomatic divergence from ASEAN's stance. Now, let us look at what to expect from the visit. The itinerary includes a visit to Bodh Gaya in Bihar on 30th May, meetings with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Draupadi Murmu in New Delhi on 1st June, and a leg in Mumbai on June 2nd to 3rd. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The land border between India and Myanmar is 1,643 kilometers long, and the Indian states bordering Myanmar are Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, and Mizoram. The maritime boundary is in the Andaman Sea, in the Bay of Bengal. Bilateral trade between India and Myanmar was approximately $1.7 billion in the fiscal year 2025. There is an Indian origin diaspora of approximately 2.5 million people in Myanmar. The Kaladan Multimodal Transit Transport Project connects Kolkata to Sitwe and then via Kaladan River to Mizoram, and it is funded by the Ministry of External Affairs, or MIA. The India-Myanmar-Thailand Trilateral Highway connects Mora in Manipur to Mesot in Thailand via Myanmar. The Sitwe port is operated by India Ports Global Ltd. and is partially functional. In Myanmar's political context, the coup occurred on 1st February 2021, led by Min Aung Hlaing and the Tatmadaw. The State Administration Council, or SAC, has been the governing body since the coup. Min Aung Hlaing serves as the SAC chairman, prime minister, and now president. The National Unity Government, or NUG, is the government in exile of ousted MPs and opposition. The People's Defense Force, or PDF, is the armed wing of the NUG. Major ethnic armed organizations, or EAOs, include the Arakan Army, Kachin Independence Army, Karen National Liberation Army, and Chen National Front. India's policy tools include the Free Movement Regime, or FMR, which allowed 16-kilometer cross-border movement and was scrapped in 2024. Border fencing has been renewed under the Ministry of Home Affairs, or MHA, after the Manipur conflict. India conducted cross-border strikes against insurgent camps in 2015 and 2019 with Tatmadaw cooperation. In the context of ASEAN and international relations, the ASEAN 5-point consensus was adopted in April 2021. The International Court of Justice, or ICJ, is hearing the Gambia v. Myanmar case regarding the Rohingya genocide. The International Criminal Court, or ICC, has ongoing investigations into crimes against humanity in Myanmar. The Quad Statement on Myanmar in 2021 expressed concern but did not impose sanctions. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This visit and the underlying dynamics between India and Myanmar are crucial for understanding India's neighborhood policy, its approach to regional organizations like ASEAN, and its stance on human rights and democracy. Remember this number, 1,643 kilometers, the length of the India-Myanmar land border. Note this carefully, the five key reasons why India is engaging with the junta, including border security, Chinese influence, connectivity projects, refugee flows, and the Act East policy. In conclusion, the visit of Myanmar's President Min Aung Hlaing to India marks a significant development in their bilateral relationship, with implications for regional security, economic cooperation, and human rights. The diplomatic cost of the visit is high, but India's engagement with the junta reflects its realism and continuity in dealing with a critical neighbor.